And that reminds me, that passage reminds me of another thing that I didn't put in the book, which I learned after the book was published. I read an interview with Peter Jenner, who was their early manager. I don't know if any of you know Interstellar Overdrive. It has this beginning, I can't even begin to carry a tune, but it's kind of go da 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 da, and then it's off into this. And it's a very it was a very popular and famous instrumental that they used to do in those days. And in an interview, he describes the genesis of that tune. Because I was working for Elektra in London. That was my big break in the music business, was being hired by Elektra to go to London to open their European office. And that was just at the time when Elektra was beginning to morph from being a pure folky label into being a hip label. They just signed Tim Buckley, Love, and The Doors. And I was trying, and before I got fired by Elektra because they didn't like the fact that I spent all my time trying to discover new bands instead of promoting Tom Paxton and Phil Oakes and Judy Collins. And but I was trying to get Elektra interested in Pink Floyd, sign Pink Floyd, but you know, Jack Holzman wasn't interested. And I was also making sure that the Pink Floyd knew about Elektra and this new development. So I gave them the new records by The Doors, Love, and Tim Buckley, which were in these weird new packages where the print was right on the cardboard instead of being pasted on the way they used to be. And one of those records was the first Love record. And the first track of the Love record was their version of My Little Red Book by, Burt Bacharach. Yes, thank you. And it's a great version, Arthur Lee's version of a Burt Bacharach song. And if you think about it, I mean, I always thought of Love and Arthur Lee as being this sort of California psychedelia. And I saw Arthur Lee a few years ago, just before he died, doing a concert in London. And with a different backing band and this all very tight young guys playing all the arrangements very well and singing without the kind of atmospheric effects of the production, you realize that that's really where Arthur Lee was coming from, was Burt Bacharach and Gene. You know, Gene, 24 Hours from Tulsa, you know, Pitney. Yeah, that was his context, not the 60s sort of psychedelia of Southern California. Anyway, Pete Jenner got the Love album, and he listened to it, and he loved it. And then he ran into Sid, and he started enthusing about this album. I've got to lend you this album. I wish I had it here. I'd give it to you, but I don't. There's this song that opens, and it goes like this. And he hummed the opening of My Little Red Book, which goes da 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 da. So, and Sid said, "Oh, that's a great riff," and just sat down at the guitar, and based on his manager's bad rendition of the Burt Bacharach song, and that's the genesis of Interstellar. That's how Sid wrote Interstellar Overdrive. Anyway, a question.
Miles mentions Arthur Lee, but he doesn't go back to Burt Bacharach in the Miles biography.
Right.